We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Sam Pasco, and this is the Fantasy Bike Podcast. For more insight and analysis, head over to rotowire.com/pod. We first start with the latest RotoWire player news. In the NFL, Antonio Brown has been suspended 3 games without pay for violating the joint NFL-NFLPA COVID-19 protocols. Per an NFL release, Brown and 2 other players, quote, misrepresented their vaccination status under the NFL-NFLPA COVID protocols. He'll thus sit out the next 3 games and won't be eligible to play again until Sunday, December 26th at Carolina. Brown already missed the Bucs' last 5 contests due to an ankle injury and was poised to miss more time, so he may be able to complete his recovery while he's away from the team. In NBA news, Jaylen Brown is out Friday against the Jazz. LeBron James cleared the NBA's health and safety protocols Thursday and plans to play in Friday's game against the Clippers. Now taking a look at Yahoo DFS football, some Week 13 picks. The Week 13 main slate begins Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern and features 11 games. The Browns, Packers, Panthers, and Titans are all on bye, while 3 games fall outside the main slate window. The action kicks off Thursday, last night, at 8:20 p.m. Eastern with the Cowboys and Saints, while the Broncos, Chiefs, Sunday Night Football, and Patriots, Bills, Monday Night Football wraps up the slate. Even with the number of high-profile offenses missing from the main slate options, there's still plenty of enticing picks to choose from for Week 13. Among the suggested plays are a running back and wide receiver in line for more prominent roles following injuries ahead of them, and a scuffling quarterback set to embark on a well-timed get-right game. At the quarterback position, look to Derek Carr. The Raiders' formula for success involves Carr throwing early and often. They're 6-0 when he eclipses 300 passing yards and 0-5 when he doesn't. In 4 of those 6 wins, Carr has thrown for at least 373 yards, so he's not just barely squeaking over the 300 mark either. Washington's last 4 opponents have averaged only 18 points per game, and Carr won't have the services of star tight end Darren Waller, but there's still plenty of upside given Carr's hefty yardage totals and the 26-6 touchdown to interception ratio Washington's defense has allowed this season. At the running back position, look to Cordell Patterson. Running backs have generally struggled against a stout Bucs front that's allowed a league-low 81 rushing yards per game, far from your typical running back. He can get it done on the ground, as evidenced by his last week's 108 2-touchdown performance, but he can also split out wide in addition to catching the ball out of the backfield. In fact, 500 of his 911 scrimmage yards through 10 games have come through the air, as well as 5 of Patterson's 9 touchdowns. He's arguably Atlanta's biggest threat, both through the air and on the ground, in what should be one of the week's highest scoring games, with 50.5 total points projected. Another quarterback to look at is Matthew Stafford. Stafford has scuffled as of late, but a visit from the lowly Jaguars should be just what the doctor ordered. Jacksonville has struggled mightily on the road, allowing 28.8 points per game en route to an 0-4 record. Despite his regression over the last 3 games, Stafford has still tossed at least 3 touchdowns in 4 of his last 6 games to build up a 27-9 touchdown to interception ratio overall. With running back Daryl Henderson nursing a quad strain, the Rams will likely stick to the air attack throughout, which will also help Stafford continue to build rapport with recently acquired Odell Beckham Jr., who caught a touchdown last week. Into NBA Yahoo DFS basketball picks, we're looking at some go-to guys for Friday night. We're set for a busy Friday with 9 games. The marquee matchup showcases the Suns and Warriors facing off for the 2nd time this week, but this time Phoenix will be without Devin Booker. To complicate matters, they'll be on the 2nd night of a back-to-back set. Another contest between 2 of the best defensive teams will feature the Jazz hosting the Celtics. In a battle between 2 teams that have played surprisingly well this season, the Cavs will travel to face the Wizards. One guard to consider is Cole Anthony. With their depth chart getting shallower by the day due to injuries, the Magic were thrilled to welcome Anthony back from a 6-game absence Wednesday. who certainly didn't look rusty and produced 43.1 Yahoo points across 37 minutes. With all the minutes Anthony can handle coming his way here, he could thrive against a Rockets team that has played at the league's fastest pace. At the forward position, like the Cameron Johnson, on a deep Suns squad, Johnson generally found it difficult to find his way on the floor, averaging only 23 minutes a night. However, with Devin Booker suffering a hamstring injury, Johnson has received 29 and 27 minutes in the last two games. He scored at least 26.8 Yahoo points in both, so he could be worth a look in tournament play. One center to consider is DeAndre Ayton. Despite the absence of Booker, the Suns extended their winning streak to 18 on Thursday. Ayton was at the very forefront of that victory, posting 17 points and 12 rebounds on his way to 37.4 Yahoo points. The Warriors don't offer much size up front, which helped Ayton torch them for 48.2 Yahoo points on Tuesday. Similar production could be forthcoming in the rematch. For everything fantasy sports, sign up for a free 10-day trial on rotowire.com/pod. There's no commitment and no credit card needed. Again, rotowire.com/pod.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.